It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah Ribeiro, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, I don't know if you heard this or not, but after 78 years,
yes,
Tupperware has filed for bankruptcy protection.
I heard this.
Yes.
And it's heartbreaking.
It's iconic, is it not? Everyone has Tupperware in their house, right? I mean, I know I do.
Next, tell me Kleenex is going out of business.
Right?
Will you please?
First Red Lobster, now Tupperware. What is going on?
2024.
What is happening?
I hate you.
Yeah. So they are succumbing to mounting losses amid poor demand for its once iconic food storage containers. And they cited increased competition with rivals making cheaper and more environmentally friendly containers.
There are
a lot more options nowadays than there once were.
But what's more environmentally friendly? The whole idea with Tupperware is you keep reusing it.
Yeah,
right? So does it really matter?
I don't know. Not sure.
Okay. Tell me more about Tupperware,
Sarah. So Tupperware was founded in 1942 by a guy named Earl Tupper. That's why it's called Tupperware.
Earl.
Because its inventor was Earl Tupper.
I love that it was Earl.
Earl Tupper.
Earl Tupper.
He worked for the DuPont Chemical Company, and beginning in the 1930s, he experimented with polyethylene slag, which is a waste product of the oil refining process, to develop uses for it. Tupper purified it and molded it to create lightweight, non-breakable containers, cups, bowls, plates, and even gas masks that were used in World War II.
Wow.
Yeah.
Love.
While creating molds at the plastics factory, Tupper set out on a mission to create an airtight seal for a plastic container, mm-hmm. inspired by the secure seal of paint can lids, to help families save money on food waste.
A good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea.
So Tupper's first product was called the Wonder Bowl, and that introduced the iconic burp seal, because you had to burp it, right, to make sure it was sealed?
It's kind of cute.
Yeah.
The burp seal.
Initially, the Wonder Bowl snagged accolades and won several design contests. By 1956, Tupper's plastic products were even on display at the New York Museum of Modern Art.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Tupperware at the Museum of Modern Art.
Right. However, Tupper's containers did not sell well in retail stores for whatever reason.
Okay.
So the person largely responsible for saving the fledgling company was a single mom from Detroit named Brownie Wise. Another great name.
Earl Tupper.
Brownie Wise.
And Brownie Wise.
Yes. She was a former sales representative for Stanley Home Products, and she found Tupperware to be a product with broad appeal and began selling it at home parties.
Mm.
So that was all Brownie, were the home parties.
Brownie had her friends over, buy some Tupperware.
By October of 1949, Wise had recruited 19 dealers to work with her in Detroit, and that year, she and her sales team sold over $150,000 of Tupperware. That's $1.7 million today. Worth of
$1.7 million?
Yes.
Her and her network of how many people?
19 dealers. Yeah.
People moving.
And that was way more than any store was selling, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
On her suggestion, Tupperware was removed from stores and exclusively sold using the party plan starting in 1951.
You know, even though it wasn't selling well in stores, think about it. If you're a business owner, the idea of pulling it all off the shelves and just going this, what a gamble that is.
Right.
Even if it's not selling well, it's still quite a gamble.
Yeah. Tupperware parties were so successful that at one point, a Tupperware party was held every 1.4 seconds across the globe.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Are they mostly ladies?
Oh, yeah.
These? Okay.
Oh, yes.
I didn't know if I was.
Yeah.
Don't want to offend.
No, I think it was mostly. Yeah.
Okay.
So Wise eventually became vice president of Tupperware Home Parties. Good. And starting in 1954, she organized the Jubilee, which was an annual sales conference where top-performing saleswomen would be awarded expensive gifts. Each Jubilee had a specific theme. For example, the 1954 event was themed around the Wild West, and it featured a big dig where participants could dig up items like expensive jewelry and televisions.
Just dig up a television?
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, where are you digging this up? Well, they like a big sand pit in the convention
Brownie
center?
Went all out.
Brownie
she
does
went
all this. Out. That's how Brownie does.
Now, Brownie and Earl Tupper had a bit of a falling out, and that resulted in her dismissal in 1958.
No.
After that, Earl Tupper sold the Tupperware company for $16 million. Then he divorced his wife, gave up his U.S. citizenship to avoid taxes, and bought an island just off the coast of Costa Rica.
He did not.
He did. It's like he had like a midlife crisis and just dropped everything.
Most people with midlife crisis, they buy a Corvette. That
right.
kind of thing.
But
he bought an island,
right.
divorced his wife,
right.
left the country.
Yeah. 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 And he died in Costa Rica at the age of 76 in 1983.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very happy, though.
I'm sure. Very wealthy.
So
the Guinness Book of World Records named Tupperware one of the greatest inventions of the 20th century. And the Smithsonian even has its own collection of more than 100 Tupperware pieces dating between 1946 and 1999.
Do you have Tupperware?
I do have Tupperware.
I have Tupperware,
my
too.
My sister-in-law used to be a consultant. I had a Tupperware party at my house.
A dealer. Oh, you've hosted a party.
I have hosted a Tupperware party,
Do you think she knows the history of Earl Tupper?
She does now.
Well, I hope.
She's listening.
Yeah. Oh, good. Good. Okay. Very well. All right. You picked out a record to go along with Tupperware, did you,
yeah,
Sarah?
Yeah. So since Tupperware is filing for bankruptcy protection, I thought we would play The Party's Over by Willie Nelson.
We'll do it. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. That one's from Willie Nelson, The Party's Over. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about Tupperware,
which
filed for bankruptcy protection after 78 years in business.
Very sad.
Yeah.
Very sad. But bankruptcy protection means it will continue on?
Hopefully. I think they're looking for a buyer.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know.
How much do they what's the value of the company, do we know?
I don't know, but I think they're in a lot of debt.
I'll pass.
I don't know.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today.
You're possibly interested?
Well, the dude bought an island and then left the country with a lot of money.
Right.
So there's money there somewhere, Sarah. I'm just saying.
Money and Tupperware, yeah.
Yeah, let's recap three things we must take away from today's week. Go, ready, go!
Okay, Tupperware is named for its inventor, Earl Tupper.
At one point, a Tupperware party was held every 1.4 seconds across the globe.
And Tupperware was named one of the greatest inventions of the 20th century. Yeah.
There you go. Elon Musk, if you're looking to invest in something...
Tupperware. Tesla, Tupperware.
Perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
It's great.
It is. It's good for the... Tesla is good for the environment, right? With the electric car.
Uh-huh.
The Tupperware is good for the environment. Look, it all comes together.
It does.
Folks want to learn more about Tupperware. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. Yeah. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog, where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all right there. Plus, you can always watch us live on Facebook every afternoon at 4:10. Mm-hmm. You can interact that way in the chat.
Sure.
Facebook.com/legends1027. And this all gets archived up on YouTube. Go to YouTube and search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. The entire archive is there. You can also like and subscribe to that channel, and you'll get a notification whenever we post something new to the channel.
That's right.
Very good. Thanks, Sarah, for coming in today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Fresh episode tomorrow. Maybe another company going bankrupt, belly up. Maybe.
Gosh, I hope not.
Yeah, me too. But you're bringing the doom and gloom, aren't you?
Sometimes.
Back tomorrow, fresh episode. Rolling Stones, Bobby Caldwell, and more on the way, plus traffic and weather on Legends 102.7.